Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Here is Mr. Carrers, song of gender Kim Il-sung.
Thank you.
Master Chen Zong, first secretary of the United States of Korea, first chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and supreme commander of the Korean People's Army, guided the landing and anti-landing trainings of large combined units 324 and 287 of the Army, and combined unit 597 of the Navy on March 25th. She was accompanied by Chung Yong-sul and the senior officials of the Army. Kim Jong-un gave a sudden order of training and made final examination of the landing and anti-landing operational capabilities of both ground and naval units in the eastern sector of the front and on the east coast. He climbed up a steep hill to an observation post. After hearing a report on the plan of the training, he gave an order to start the training. First, there was a drill to attack and destroy the enemy landing troop on the sea. Volley firing of the multiple launch rocket system started, forcefully demonstrating the ruthless strike of the 1-400 artillerymen. Respected Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un said they had set a right time of a strike ready to the enemy's landing attempt and concentrated fire on the enemy warships when the rate of destruction was highest. He called for thunderous to the enemy landing group with a passive gunfire on the sea, so that it can never set foot on our coast. Then, the combined unit 597 of the Navy started the landing combat action. High-speed warships appeared all of a sudden over the far horizon and zoomed into the coast like lightning, one after another. The 1-400 combatants who landed on the coast charged into the enemy position as quick as the lightning with the combat action
they have practiced regularly.
They will throw binoculars to combatants occupying the enemy position as a goal. Respected Supreme Commander Qin Zhong crews them, they were flying, and if it had not been a training but a real fight, the enemy would not have had time to come to his senses. Marshal Chen Zhong called real soldiers in charge of Gun 3 at Floating 1 of Park Jin-sun and Company, and the large combined unit 3-4 had been mobilized for the previous gunning strike on the enemy landing group. He let them take a final position beside him and suddenly indicating a target, gave an order to hit it. Upon his order, the winning soldiers of the micro-launch rocket system immediately took position and quickly hit the target indicated by him. The Supreme Commander Qin Zhong shook hands with each of the women soldiers and had a picture taken with them. Looking at the prince with the women soldiers shedding tears of emotion, he said how lovable the Korean women are, and any nuclear bomb cannot be compared to them, prepared as one match for 100 warriors. He warmly told them to train harder in good health in the future and conduct a vigorous one match for 100 master gun movement all the time, and seek many enemy warships to the bottom of the sea in the decisive battle with the enemy and become hero gunners. The Korean army and the people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures with practical military action. Statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army. Despite the repeated warnings of our army and people, the nuclear war exercises of the United States against us are conducted at the stage of real war beyond the danger line. On March 25th, the United States suddenly sent a formation of the nuclear strategic bomber B-52 at the Anderson Air Base on the Guam Island in the sky of South Korea around 8 a.m. and conducted intense and practical nuclear striking exercise aimed at imaginary objects in the depth of the deep from around 11:50 while opening it to the public. Synchronizing with it, it instigated the South Korean conservative media to introduce the process of the operations to kill Osama bin Laden, which happened in 2010. According to the open announcement of the operational plan of the South Korea U.S. combined forces, it involves the vicious operational plan to do harm to the dignity of our supreme leadership with the murderous striking means and methods of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces and the South Korean Park Army. But still, they say that their operation to do harm to the dignity of our supreme leadership has no problem in military technique. And even at present, they are keeping precision watch of all our actions concerned and declare that now is the time to enforce offensive North policy, not defensive one. Possibly linking the thinking of the warship Tsunam with us again, and shifting the responsibility for the Yongsan Island shelling on us as trader Lim Yong-bak, the present South Korean affiliates blasted that they plan to make a precision missile strike on the bronze statues of Generals Moon, Kim Il-sung, and Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang, and all other parts of the DPRK, if a local provocation of the same character materials. They do so far as to say, like a senseless cut of new fear, that they have already made even the list of priority of removal based on a specific analysis of their positions, sizes, and features. All these movements show that the anti-DPLK hostile acts of the United States, the South Korean puppets, and all other followers go on under the pretext of a man-made Earth satellite launch and underground nuclear test, have entered the stage of reckless action during the stage of threat and blackmail. The seriousness of the situation lies in the fact that such reckless movements coincide with the recognition and sanctions against the DPLK, invented by the United States, which is developing into an action of high intensity in the cross-territorial nexus with all hostile forces. Concerning the present prevailing situation, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army declares the following final decision of the Army people at home and abroad. First, our armed people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures to defend the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country with practical military action. There is limit in patience. It is a definite conclusion we found that we can no longer remain indifferent to the serious reality in which the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country are ruthlessly infringed upon, and the U.S. nuclear threat and blackmail developed into actual real war. From this moment, the supreme command of the Korean People's Army will put on combat duty number one all the field artillery groups, including strategic rocket units and long-distance artillery units, which have the task to strike the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in the U.S. mainland and the Pacific military operation regions, including Hawaii and Guam Island, and all enemy targets in and around South Korea. Second, the strongest wing of our army will be shown with a physical action to present capital soldiers of South Korea too, who are dancing to the tune of the master's hostile policy towards the DPRK. They would not be a single day dream if they think they would have a chance to strike what they call soft and punish the so-called supporting and commanding force. They must bear in mind that everything will be blown up and reduced to ashes at the first moment of our strike. It is the unshakable stand of our armed people not allow the present chief executive to follow in the footsteps of the treacherous acts of the former ruler, who ruptured the inter-Korean relations and arrested the hold of peace and prosperity for 5 years. We call on the progressive humankind of the world to oppose war and love peace, to turn out as one in the struggle against the high-handedness and arbitrariness of the pretentious United States. Injustice committed by big powers with great military might is not by no means justice. The resolution of the UN Security Council too, if it loses fairness, is reduced to injustice and becomes international crime, against the trend of the time. Injustice is temporary, and the flame burnt it to do. The justice is everlasting, and the flame to be flaring up. We call on the world conscience not to blindly follow them, but actively join our armed people in their struggle to defend independence and justice. Victory is on the side of our armed people who have turned out to defend sovereignty and the justice and peace-loving progressive humankind of the world. Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, March 26, 102, or 2013. The Chinese Service, the Russian citizens, and the Japanese Jordanese NCC Corps reported of the Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, respected Marshal Kim Jong-un's inspection of the Command of Korean People's Army Unit 1973, honored with the title of Autumn Leather Service Regiment. Kim Jong-un, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK Sunday, sent a message of greetings to Abdul Hamid, Acting President of Bangladesh, on the occasion of the 42nd anniversary of the independence of that country. The message expressed the belief that the friendly relations between the two countries would grow stronger in various fields. That day, DPRK Premier Choi Yong-ling sent a message of greetings to his Bangladesh counterpart, Sheikh Hasina, on the same occasion. Kim Jong-un, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK, Monday, sent a message of greetings to Carlos Baglias, President of the Republic of Greece, on the occasion of the National Day of Greece. Congratulations on the occasion of the National Day. The message wished the Greek people well-being and prosperity. An event on the World Tuberculosis Day was held at the Grand Paper Study House in Pyongyang on the 25th. Present there were officials of the Ministry of Public Health and of the public health workers in Pyongyang and representatives of the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund in Korea, the staff members of their mission. Speakers at the event called for being social concern to getting rid of tuberculosis in accordance with the theme, let us remove death and infection by tuberculosis and get rid of tuberculosis in the region, which was presented by the World Health Organization this year. The participants looked around the photographs on display. Then they visited the Ministry of Public Health Preventive Center too. That day, intensive hygienic propaganda activities were conducted in the capital city, and all provinces on the occasion of the World Tuberculosis Day. A solidarity meeting of crewmen of foreign ships was held at the Namsa port on the 25th in support of the Korean people's struggle against the war and for peace. Before the meeting, the participants laid bouquets before the bronze statue of the great leader Kim Il-sung in the city and paid respect to him. Prisoners of the meeting were the captains and crewmen of the Chinese ship Pulong and the ships of Cambodian Registry Tairong 15 and Anila. Speakers said the proof of the satellite launch and the third nuclear test of the DPLK cannot be put in question in any case. They extended the full support and solidarity to the Korean people in their struggle to defend the dignity and sovereignty of the nation from the provocative suffocation movement. The meeting adopted a letter addressed to respect the Kim Jong-un. A spokesman for the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea issued a statement on the 26th. The statement said, according to the South Korean source in April, dated March 25th, the South Korean military gangsters have mapped out a plan to make a precision missile strike on the monument, a symbol of the dignity of our Supreme Leadership, respectively erected in Pyongyang and the major cities of the DPRK. Saying such a plan may give a serious psychological impact to the North Korean inhabitants, they have made a secret list of priority of removal, according to a precision analysis of satellite photos. Concerning it, an official concerned of the South Korean government confessed that Tuesday that the South Korean army has mapped out a plan to strike the bronze statue with air-to-ground and ground-to-ground missiles. Now the Korean army and the people are burning their hearts with revenge, grinding teeth with indignation at the vicious criminal moves of the South Korean traders to do harm to the dignity of our supreme leadership. All sets clearly show that the new government of South Korea is taking the route of confrontation with the fellow countrymen like traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group. We have already declared the Korean army and the people will completely remove the hangouts of the port brewers seeking confrontation, including the brew house, the stronghold of all efforts, the statement stressed. Lee Jong-man, Director General of the Standing Council of the Federation of Korean Men of Commerce in Japan, and Lee Dong-jae, Chairman of the Association of Koreans in Japan for Peaceful Reunification, made public press statements on the 23rd in support of the appeal to the entire Korean nation, released by the Central Committee of the Democratic Front for the Reunification of Korea. The first committee for the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration recently held a meeting in Seoul and announced its action plan for this year. The organization says it will conduct positive activities for national reconciliation and cooperation, peace of the Korean Peninsula, and improvement of the inter-Korean relations, and strengthen solidarity with the South Korean organizations of various sectors. Representative of the committee was elected. On the other hand, the Putin People's Solidarity of South Korea launched the emergency protest on the 21st in protest against the entry of the nuclear offensive submarine of the U.S. Imperialist Aggressive Forces into Putin. Organizations of Russia, Germany, and the Czech Republic recently introduced the Pyongyang Folklore Park of the DPLK along with photos from their internet magazine, homepage, and bulletin. The Iranian Press Television recently posted on its website a photograph of respected Kim Jong-un inspecting the Roine Island Defense Detachment, the forward base in the hottest spot of the Western Front, within a hailing distance from Gangneung Island, and an article of British international affairs expert Pyongyang Cunningham accusing the falsehood of the Western media. The organ of the Communist Party of Britain, Marxist-Leninist, John Card, recently ran an article titled, "A nuclear position of the DPLK is not for threat, but for peace," on two whole pages. The Czech newspaper Hallo Novini ran a commentary under the title, "U.S. Follow policy to suffocate the DPRK, which was written by U.S. commentator Stephen Langmuir in support of the just cause of the Korean people. Personages of different parties and organizations and many other people in Britain staged a demonstration before the U.S. Embassy in Britain and also the United States and its followers for their move to topple the DPRK. The answer of a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK to the Korean Central News Agency as regards the failure of the strategic bombing of B-52 into the Korean Peninsula by the U.S. Imperialist aggressive forces was reported on the 20th and the 21st by mass media of Nepal, India, Brazil, Thailand, Singapore, Russia, Vietnam, Egypt, Ukraine, Belarus, and France, and the internet homepage of the International Alliance of Societies for the Study of the Treaty Ideas and Sangam Policy in East European and Central Asian regions. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Chun Oh. This is Voice of Korea. The daily held on Tuesday carried a commentary demanding Japan face the Human Rights Tribunal. The commentary said, recently the Japanese representative to the United Nations said, the first crimes of the Japanese imperialists concerning the sexual slavers should not be considered a political and diplomatic issue, and thus disclose their duty true colors and continue. Such outcasts clearly show what extent the moral vulgarity closer to Japan has reached. There were irrefutable evidences that the Japanese government and military established the sexual slavery to drag the load of women to the battlefield by force and force the sexual slavery on them. But the Japanese reactionaries invaded and distorted them, and now embellish the immoral crimes of the Japanese imperialists and go so far as to open the painful wounds of the victims, naming them prostitutes. The distortion of history, turning black into white, is made in a conspiratorial way, not only in Japan, but also abroad. When the media denounced Japan, they're not reflecting on its past crimes, but distorting history and inciting extreme hatredness. Now, monuments denouncing the crimes on sexual slavery are erected in different parts of the world, and international organizations seriously discuss the issue. Now, the liquidation of the crimes of the Japanese imperialists concerning sexual slavery can no longer be left to Japan, and an international human rights organization must be founded to investigate into the criminal slavery for the old Japanese army. A trial based on historical facts is proper to Japan, the criminal of the 20th century, and the only country that has not liquidated its war crimes. That was the commentary demanding Japan face the Human Rights Tribunal, carried in the Daily Voting Shimon on Tuesday. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, we inform you that from 3 hours UTC on March 31st, 2013, the English language service of Voice of Korea from the DPRK will broadcast on the following changed hours and frequencies. In Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz. 9,730 kHz. Dear listeners, we inform you that from 3 hours UTC on March 31st, 2013, the English language service of Voice of Korea from the DPRK will broadcast on the following changed hours and frequencies. For Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 2,750 kHz and 15,245 kHz. From North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz. 9,740 kHz. We've just informed you of the changed values and frequencies which will be used from March 31st, 2013. You will enjoy your lighter music and stereo songs. We sing the songs in praise of the channel.
Korean country.
Song of the Nineties.
People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC, and between 6 and 7 hours UTC, on 7,220 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Kim Yang.